Lee, does it feel like 10 years since that final?
It doesn't. It's bizarre. Obviously, a lot of stuff on Twitter, Facebook, everything like that today, and it really does make you sit back and think how long ago it was. It's ridiculous how time's flown by. But memories are still very, very vivid.
I know that supporters nowadays, Lee, will come up to you because you're still involved with the team. They'll want to know about up-to-date things as well. But just how often do you get asked about that Hartlepool game at Cardiff?
It does come up now and again. And as you say, don't get me wrong, I mean, there's a whole different generation of supporters now. Some of the people that I've met were like toddlers, stroke, 5-6 years old, that had gone to Cardiff with their mums and dads. Now they're teenagers. Some of them teenagers, now parents that are taking kids. So it's ridiculous. But as you say, modern days, they're asking about the current team and everything like that. But the odd occasion, they do come up and still ask little questions with regards to the Cardiff day out.
When you woke up that morning, what did you think?
God, difficult to remember. I mean, I don't know. You get your natural little bit in nerves. I suppose it's a little bit surreal. You're still trying to figure out where you are and your surroundings and what's to come in the next sort of 24 hours and how you're going to feel that evening. Is it going to be a high? Is it going to be a low? Are you drinking to forget or drinking to celebrate? It was such a surreal type of thing. I mean, obviously, there was the guys from BBC Radio Sheffield were there. I think it was Seth and Paul at the time. There was supporters in there. Big memory of being in the hotel is Michael Vaughan almost falling out the lift there about 10 o'clock in the morning, having enjoyed himself a little bit in the bar, I'm guessing. So, no, there's all different things like that. It was just such a fabulous occasion, and I think it's regarded as fabulous because we ended up with the right result.
When you got to the stadium and you saw all the fans there, Lee, what was your thought about that and how much did that help on the day, would you say?
You know, I knew Wednesday were a big club and it had so much potential, but it's not until days like that where you see it. It's not until days like the promotion day against Wickham a few years back where you realise how big a football club it is. And at Cardiff, to walk out there and see two-thirds of the stadium and Sheffield Wednesday blue and white, it was just a sight to behold, and it's something that will stick in my mind for years and years and years to come. It's obviously, I'll never be surpassed from a playing point of view, and you know, the legs are gone, but it was just such a fantastic sort of feeling for all the lads. I mean, you could see them sort of almost walk out and chins drop to look around and see that amount of fans there that are behind you and not against you.
How much pride did it give you to be the captain on that day? Because it'll be special for all of the players involved and all of the coaches and the fans, but to be the man that led the team out, to be the man that ultimately lifted that trophy, what was that like as a package?
As a player, that was the proudest moment of my career. A lot of people talk to me about the photo after the game, sitting on the floor with beers and they look at just being shattered. But the proudest picture I've got of that day is that just walking up the stairs and out the tunnel, and I've got the little ginger-haired mascot next to me, and I've got a great photo of it, and his face just summed up the feeling. It's just such a proud, proud, excited moment. It's the most amazing feeling. Those memories become a lot sharper and clearer because you won the game. It might be a different point of view if you were the Hartlepool captain on the day.
And with a few minutes to go, Lee, it looked like you weren't going to win that game. I mean, when that second goal goes in, as it did in the second half for Hartlepool, what's going through your mind at that stage?
You honestly didn't expect anything different, did you, from a Sheffield Wednesday fans' point of view? It's all about trying to give your fans a heart attack. And then, luckily enough, yeah, we got a little break with the penalty. But I think over the piece up to that point, I mean, we should have been out of sight in the first half. But as I say, the typical Wednesday way is to put your fans through the ringer. We did that. We got a little break at the right time and then went on to win it comfortably. Again, from a Hartlepool's point of view, they'd be really disappointed in that decision with the penalty. But I think over the piece, I think we were a better team on the day and deserved to lift the cup.
And when that Drew Talbot goal goes in, I suppose that's the moment, is it, when you know that's it, we've won the game?
Well, at that point, we're time wasting. We've got the ball in the corner. We're trying to run it down. All the fans, there's about 40,000 whistles going, people jeering and trying to get the ref to blow his whistle. It goes out for a by kick. Big Konstantopoulos kicks the ball up the park. And you think, well, surely, normally a referee will blow on a goal kick. But it still runs on. Woody wins the first header. Their defender makes a shocking decision not to go and meet the ball before it bounces. And then Drew's off and running it. And I've said it so many times, time stands still at that point. I mean, I'm right behind it looking up the pitch, and you've just got the on your peripheral vision is all the Wednesday fans, and it goes into slow motion, and you just know if this goes in, it's game over. I mean, it should be game over anyway. I think time was up, but I think it was just the icing on the cake for a local lad to go, well, a local Yorkshire lad to go and do it and score that goal and just finish it off. It was just the most amazing feeling ever as a player.
And it's a football club that I suppose you could talk about a generation of supporters who've not had many moments like this, Lee. And, you know, you go back to the early 90s when Wednesday were playing in cup finals. Really, this is it since. And I guess there's a real determination now from the people working in the club, you're one of them, to get back to those days and have more days like that.
I think as a supporter of a club like a Sheffield Wednesday or other clubs, I think those type of days, the FA Cup final, the promotion at Cardiff, it probably makes being a supporter of our type of football club a little bit better than a Chelsea or an Arsenal or a Liverpool or Man United, because it's so regular that you win things. I don't know, it becomes sort of common nature to a Wednesday fan that for the highs must be unbelievable, because there's so many lows involved with our club over the years. It makes these days so, so special. And as you say, now we've got an opportunity now with a new owner and a bit of sunshine flashing through at Hillsborough. Hopefully, we can do things right on the pitch and get the right results that maybe take us back to that promised land.
Because that's the mission, isn't it? The promised land, the Premier
Absolutely.
League.
Absolutely. I mean, the chairman stated that when taking over, he wants to do it in 2 years. Now, if we can do it in one, it'd be great. But everybody knows the Championship is unbelievable. Money doesn't buy you. I mean, look at Fulham, look at Cardiff. Other teams with much, much bigger budgets than us that were well behind us in the league last year. So it doesn't mean anything. It's just about getting the right sort of chemistry on the pitch with regards to a proper team ethic and a good group, a good squad of players that can see you through for the full season.
A final one on this 10-year anniversary then, and I know you've got a bit of babysitting duty to do tonight, but will there be a point that maybe this evening where you sit down and just have a reflect, maybe watch back the goals or something? What do you think you're going to do?
No, I mean, probably won't have a chance because I'll be nipping up and down the stairs with these two waking up now and again. But I've watched it. I mean, the amount of people that have posted little snippets of video, whether it's supporters celebrating, whether it's the goals, whether it's 6-7 minutes worth of highlights. I've watched it throughout the day today because there's so much, as I say, on social media. You can't really avoid it. And it's fantastic the supporters are so positive and have those sort of memories from it. And I think this evening, I won't get the chance to have a look through it, but it'll be stuck in my brain forever anyway, so I've not got a problem with that.